Recording from atop our second floor studio right here on the corner of Detroit's 8 Mile in Woodward, you're listening to The Products of Public School. We are a show that's overly sarcastic and borderline offensive with a touch of intentional ignorance. Now what we're here to do is we're here to discuss this week's weirdest, wildest, and most ridiculous things that we find on the internet. Sometimes you're going to hear this, and that means that somebody said something funny or we made a very valid point. We calculate those up by the end of the show and then we determine a winner. We've just yet to determine what we win. His name is Glenn, she's Karma, my name is Patrick, and this is our show.
Well, Merry Christmas, Patrick.
Not yet, it's getting there.
Well, it's the Christmas show.
Okay, so where I'm going to first start off then is, with it being less than 1 week from Christmas, every single year, you tell yourself what?
I should be done by now. Shopping. I should be done shopping and wrapping by now, but I'm not at all.
Okay. No one is.
No, not at all.
I'm about 75%.
Yeah, I'd say 80, max.
So I have yet to finish everything as well. But I just before the show here got a notification from my Amazon packages that have been supposed to be coming within a few days. And they're just now all delayed.
Yeah, same. Every single Amazon parcel. And when I bought that crap, it specifically said will arrive before Christmas.
Yes.
$10,000.
You can't put a price on somebody's Christmas present.
Yeah, what right? Are you supposed to do?
I just did.
Yeah. Well, I was riding pretty easy and pretty good with all of my purchases. I only had to pick up a few things. I was pretty
same.
Confident in my Christmasing this year
and
so far.
And you pay for Prime, so you're expecting
right.
that
it's a day or 2 day yep. delivery, yep. right?
And now that Amazon has the Michigan facility, sometimes it comes like you order it at night and it's there the next morning.
I've ordered things in the morning and it's came in the afternoon.
Yeah, right. Less than 12 hours later, I've had it dropped off
right
at my
by
house
the
as well.
Facility.
Yeah, dude. It's,
yeah.
They got one right over here by me, too.
Oh, that's amazing.
But yeah, I got it within like 4 or 5 hours sometimes.
But now.
I was pretty confident with myself. And then all those delays hit. Anxiety through the roof.
Terrible.
About being, oh, I'll just show you. Look, it's on my purchase list. Yeah. It's still delayed if you want to
know what
it is.
Good old Uncle Pat's late again.
Bringing love for the third year in a row. Come here, hugs for everybody. Like now I'm super anxious about it. Because every single year I tell myself I'm going to start earlier. I'm going to finish it up. I'm going to pick stuff up all the way through the year. But much like New Year's Eve, when you lie to yourself and tell you what you're going to do throughout the next year, making resolutions.
Yeah.
I still never do it.
I quit smoking 24 years ago.
Yeah, right. But I still, so I've not learned myself one bit about for the holiday shopping.
Yeah.
At all.
And it just is not fun anymore. When did it stop being fun?
When they shut down Toys R Us.
Because
I always had a blast going for the kids every year to Toys R Us. Now I got to go to like Walmart and Target.
They shut down Toys R Us because you were only taking the kids there once a year. That's why they shut it down.
Right. Just like Halloween USA isn't open all year round.
Are you shitting me?
Right. Toys R Us should be a seasonal place.
Wouldn't that
make the most sense? Just be a pop-up shop
for
November and December?
That would be awesome.
It really would. I would totally go there because that is really the only time you go there.
Now I got to go shopping at Walmart, which is the devil to me.
Oh.
I can't stand going to Walmart.
Yeah.
Well, one of these days we'll learn.
No,
right?
We won't.
Well, do you guys want some interesting news for our Christmas spectacular?
Extravaganza?
Extravaganza? Our Christmas bonanza?
Jubilee.
Jubilee.
There we go.
I like that, Patrick.
Christmas Jubilee.
I really like that. Okay, so first up, did you know TSA said it is okay to pack a whole cooked turkey in your carry-on luggage?
What about a frozen turkey?
No, it has to be cooked.
Is it because you never know when you might have to break it out and eat for a last meal? Why would you bring a cooked turkey with you, though?
On a plane, yeah.
How many sandwiches do you plan on making?
What if, like, your aunt makes, like, the best turkey? You got to fly it in?
I guess the way she brines the turkey and then smokes it afterwards.
It's amazing.
I got to take the whole thing. It's that good. She's across the country once a year. I guess you're in the free and clear now if that was ever a concern of yours.
Like, how many people had to sign this petition to get this on the move? You know what I mean?
In high demand. It's in high demand, apparently.
And I'm a Christmas ham kind of guy anyway. I just had turkey last month.
You can bring a whole ham. I didn't know you couldn't bring a whole turkey.
I never even thought about it.
Is it could be your emotional support turkey?
It just seems like
stressed out. You need to eat.
You know, a carry-on's not super large, so you're pretty much filling it with just the turkey and maybe a sweater.
And also, are you allowed to bring the stuffing? Because that's the most important part of the turkey.
Yeah, you put it in the turkey. If you're bringing a whole turkey, the stuffing should be in the turkey, and the sweater should be over the top of the turkey. That way, you just save even more space.
But then the most important part too is the gravy that comes from the turkey juice.
No gravy.
It's a liquid, right?
Yes, correct, Pat. Your stuffing, mashed potatoes, mac and cheese, green bean casserole, and candied yams are fine. Avoid gravy or liquids.
You can bring a whole Thanksgiving Day meal
as long as you don't have gravy.
Oh God, it's not a meal.
It's not Thanksgiving.
I can't drink with no gravy.
How much of an asshole are you if you're making the person who has to fly to come see you bring the damn turkey?
Maybe you're just that bad of a cook.
No, but they have to.
They're like, I'm bringing the whole damn meal.
Boston Market.
You cook it at home because my kitchen's not big enough. Put it in a little carry-on and take it with you. It's totally cool. I already talked to TSA. I even had to send a strongly worded email to their manager.
And it probably cost you $150 to send that bag.
Right. I would think so. It's got a whole fucking turkey. Feast in there.
Yeah, the weight.
The turkey's not going to stay warm, so now you're cooking it, and now you're going to have to microwave it.
Cold and dry.
It's just not worth it. Boston Market.
No gravy.
Kroger Deli.
Cold and dry.
Meijer Deli.
I still can't believe this is a thing.
I can't.
Maybe they're going to a place where there's not much turkey available when they get there, or cooking space.
Come on.
You can have an apartment and you're fine. Yeah. I know you try to find the reason and everything, but that's a far stretch.
It could have happened.
All right. Have you guys heard about the Walmart apologizing for the sweater featuring Cocaine Santa?
I don't know. Is that it right there?
Yeah.
Oh, it's cute.
So, no, it's seriously an absolutely adorable sweater, and I for real want this. It's a blue sweater, and it has a Santa on it, and the Santa is doing lines of blow off a table. It is really, seriously a fantastic sweater, and it says, "Let it snow."
Yeah, Snowman Santa blowing lines off of
a table. Yeah.
With a bunch of snowballs on it. Is that what that is? Or is it?
No, that's cocaine.
That's
No. The background is snowflakes.
Okay. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would Walmart think that would be okay in the first place?
I would so buy this.
I would too, but like I would think you get that at Spencer's Gifts or something, not at Walmart.
That's the only place I would ever see that shirt at is Spencer's or RIP Gags and Gifts.
Right.
Yes. RIP Gags and Gifts. I like it. So do you guys, I mean, all three of us said we'd buy it.
Who are they? Because that's the white Christmas I dream of.
It is.
But who are they apologizing to?
The people who saw it and were very offended by Walmart encouraging drug use.
They were triggered.
Wait, okay.
They were triggered.
Did they accept the apology? Was the apology accepted from the corporation?
Walmart pulled the sweaters and no longer carries them and profusely apologized. And so people are okay now because...
Sold them to Overstock.com.
Probably, yes.
You could probably
They're
going to
make a freaking fortune off them.
Right, now that there's all this publicity about it.
Yeah, publicity.
I mean, if we found it, you know it has to be out there, right?
Oh, yeah.
It has to be.
Definitely.
It's not that far down in the internet.
I'm not sure our Google searches are the same as everybody else's, but
theirs are
weirder, probably.
All right, and then from our home state of Michigan, this lady has an heirloom, and her heirloom is a 141-year-old fruit cake.
It's a fruit brick at that point.
It is disgusting looking.
Oh God, it looks like one of those.
It looks like a meatloaf, kind of.
Or it looks, you know, there's those little seedling starters where you go to plant trees, and they have like.
That's exactly what it looks like.
Like the topsoil.
Yes. Pat's talking about the little brown spongy thing you put in the bottom of the. You know, the seedling starter. Yeah, that is what it looks like, but a larger version. It's disgusting.
Why has she been holding on to it for 141 years?
It's a family heirloom.
I mean,
family heirloom.
I mean, Instagram didn't exist for you to take photos of your food 141 years ago, so they just, hey, I made two of them. This one we're just going to keep showing off every single year.
Do you think she gets emotional when she pulls it out? Like, probably. Oh, my great grandmother.
I'm still curious on how it got to year five. That's 5 years of you having a fruitcake in
your
house.
And then putting it away.
completely molded, so, like petrified.
Oh, it is.
Why? Where do you keep it? Where do you keep it? Is it just sitting out all year long? Do you keep it in the fridge? Is it in the basement?
See, I imagine it one of those like glass cases, you know, that you put like football trophies in and stuff.
Or is it just in a plastic bag in the attic until next Christmas when they take it out and put it on a plate next to the other stuff you're supposed to eat?
Yeah, she seems like a real sane lady too, by the way.
I don't know.
She's got it together.
She's got a big old smile on her face about it, though, so she's pretty proud of it. I just don't know how it got to 141 years.
This is just like your multi-generational yarn.
Okay. They just pass it on down?
Apparently.
Can't they write down the recipe? Where are they sending the actual DNA results of this cake?
Could
140
you imagine
years into the future?
Could you imagine if this was your inheritance?
I'd be so pissed. Like,
yeah, it would be so terrible.
I'm not even going to Aunt Shirley's funeral. Fuck that bitch.
Who's going to get it with them when whoever dies? Did they get buried with it when the last person?
It has to.
Dibs.
It's a special day when your mother passes it down to you.
If anything has a curse, that thing does. There's some other sinister plot behind it, I'm sure of it. What it is they can't get rid of it, and it has to get passed down through the family because they're like haunted by a crazy old fruitcake.
Okay, do you guys have any inheritance-type gifts or gifts that you've been given that you don't want but you feel obligated? Well, Pat has a room full of baskets.
Yeah, I do.
We do know that. Pat has a serious room full of wicker baskets that are from your grandmother.
Yes.
But you can't.
She
really
had like 400 of these.
Because she makes them, right?
No, they were this company in Ohio somewhere that
made handcrafted baskets. They're very nice baskets.
Or something of that nature, but they were expensive, and it was like having those Tupperware parties. And you'd go there and they'd have seasonal ones and other stuff like that. So my grandmother put everything in a basket inside of a basket. There was like basket inception going on over at that house. So I ended up with about 10 of them.
You have a lot of baskets, yeah.
I don't really have anything I could think of. I do have a lot of like Christmas ornaments that I look at every year because it is the season that I really enjoy.
That's not bad,
and I've got
though.
Some of like my grandma's old stuff.
Oh, but that brings back memories.
It does.
So
it's a good thing,
right?
But I pack it away and it's gone for the year. Don't think about it.
I have very hideous vases from my grandmother, and my mom is trying to give me terrible giant artwork. And it's being kind of forced on me, like, but this was your grandmother's. My grandma passed away, and my grandfather died the same year. So it's like, oh, I don't want it. I'm like, Mom, it doesn't match my house. I have nowhere to put it. It's
something
nice,
you grew up in their house looking at going, wow, that's ugly. And then all of a sudden, some years down the line, you
right,
are now in possession
right.
of it.
Something Mom doesn't want. So she's like, here, you take it. Like, she doesn't have the heart to give it to Salvation Army because it was her mom's. So it's like she's going to force it on one of us kids. And
pack it in a closet and pass it down to your kids. Screw them.
Oh,
hang
God.
It up in the attic.
Dude, my aunt, after she passed, my cousin started
Where'd
to give
you
me
put
a.
It?
You guys remember those wall carpets?
Yes.
They were wall carpets?
Yes.
Wait.
Like the
artwork.
The rug.
Yeah.
It's a rug.
But
it's
art that you hang on your wall.
Yes.
It was the most hideous.
Instead of a canvas, it was just a big shaggy rug.
There's all different ones, but yes.
It was
some
wall
pictures,
carpet. I don't know how to explain it.
Some have like tigers and stuff.
But I always hated it growing up, and then my cousins tried to pass it off to me, and I had to.
Now I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
Okay, like those giant
ones. Jesus,
giant
too.
Ones.
It's a giant Jesus.
Who doesn't want a giant Jesus?
Made of shag carpet on
Pat
my wall.
Pat wants it. Bring it over. No,
we'll
you
put
just
it in the studio.
Said.
It's in the studio now.
Right over by your line of sight. I'll move the entire mirror over there.
So speaking of Jesus, have you guys heard that Netflix had a comedy and 1 million people signed a petition to have the comedy completely removed from Netflix because it offended Christians because it depicted Jesus as being gay?
1 million people in this country alone is not very many people still.
I do Hang agree
on.
With that.
He walked around with 12 dudes and washed the hooker's feet. You do the math.
Well, that sounds just like us growing up, though.
I wasn't washing hooker's feet. If anything, hookers be blowing me. I wouldn't be washing their feet and then I hang out
holy.
With 12 dudes.
He was a holy person.
I'm just
right.
saying.
Well, it's also a comedy, so it doesn't matter.
Right.
But a million people like petitioning for a series to get... How many subscribers does Netflix have?
I don't...
Like 215 million
it's
or something
be
like that.
Crazy.
So 1 million people, and out of those million people, I'm sure not all of them are even subscribed to Netflix or have seen the show. They just want it banned, right?
You know,
so they write a letter because they heard this thing was going on that way. Who cares? It's a comedy.
Right. Okay. Comedy is a key word. This isn't a documentary. It's not a news thing. It's a comedy. If you don't like it, then don't watch it. If you are really that offended, then cancel your Netflix. That's the best way to right. show a company you're truly unhappy.
And when people get offended by things, it just makes me want to watch it more because right. now I really want to see what a gay Jesus comedy would be.
We never knew this existed.
Really? I don't
and now
all.
We do.
No, I have no need
Who's
to
playing
it?
Jesus?
It doesn't matter because it's not going to make... If you told me it was Tom Cruise playing Jesus and
Well, he wouldn't be funny.
Well, he might be. He's been in some pretty funny stuff.
Yeah.
Yes. Thunder he was hilarious in. It doesn't matter. It's just a million people.
Like, let comedy be comedy. Like, the bottom line is, there's people who aren't going to think this podcast is funny. Then just don't listen.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah.
Just listen anyway. Just mute us.
Just listen.
Play it through and mute.
Yeah.
Just give us the credit for the download and the listen.
Just subscribe, but never listen to it. The ultimate revenge.
Or you can hate listen to it if you want to. Just
send us hate mail. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, you could post nasty things on Twitter. These people are so not funny.
We're giving you the opportunity.
Yes, we are.
We hope you do.
No, we don't hope you'll do that, but I mean, you're welcome to. Now, we have some advice. This is Christmas tree safety essentials. Glenn, do you want to guess who wrote this?
Now, is this...
Morgan?
It's not going to be
Morgan from RD.com.
It's even better.
Is this now, it's since real trees aren't really that much of a thing anymore, most people have the fake ones.
Well, the real trees are the most dangerous.
This is actually about real trees.
It's okay, so it's about real trees, mm-hmm. but so it's only for the people that are still the purists for the holiday season.
Yes.
I do love when I walk into somebody's house that has a real tree.
I've never had a
real
tree.
Because my tree is awesome. I got the fake tree that's freaking crazy raver tree. It's freaking badass.
But
I love
pictures.
The smell of the real tree.
I grew up with a real one.
I always did too, and
for
I loved it.
My entire childhood, there was a real, except for I had carpet, and then after a while, sometimes if you didn't water it well enough or as often as you should have, if you forget just one time, all those needles fall off.
Oh,
and I remember
yeah.
just stepping on them, getting them stuck in my knees.
Oh, they
and
stick
my
in
socks.
Your socks, yeah.
Then we had cats, and then they would attack all the tinsel and stuff in the trees, and it would always knock it over, and it'd knock the water over. I just remember it being a huge pain in the ass.
It is, but it smells wonderful.
Yeah. I mean, if you just stand outside for a little while, you get the same experience.
No,
see, I actually thought about screwing with my family this year because they all come over Christmas Day. I was going to get the, the
evergreen scented candle?
Not candles, but the things that you hang in your car that are pine scented and hide them in the tree because they'll just look like an ornament.
That's beautiful.
That doesn't smell like pine, though. It smells like chemicals to me, actually. But, you know,
okay,
nice
so
attempt.
This,
I give you the credit for the attempt.
This article, you guys, was written by Ursula Clawitter Corbis.
Perfect. Yeah.
Clawitter.
Clawitter Corbis.
Ursula Clawitter Corbis.
Somebody just threw a bunch of vowels in a bucket and shook it up.
I told you.
It sounds like it.
I'm still going with the conspiracy
random name
of
generator.
RD.com just generates random names on there.
Well, because nobody wants to put their actual name on
Ursula
these.
Ursula Clawitter Corbis.
Yes. So the very first thing, you guys, is you're going to want to invest in the right stand. A good stand is going to cost you $70 to $110. You absolutely want this stand, and you want to make sure it has a full clamping system.
$70 to
$100? $110.
For a tree stand, which is...
With clamping system.
It's usually a piece of plastic that you could put water in.
Ours were all metal.
And then you could screw in...
Yeah, that's what all the old school ones are.
Right.
They're metal. They were heavy, too.
So that should cost you $70 to $110. I don't see why it's so expensive. Is it because it's so specific, much like the turkey baster?
Yes, it definitely is.
But turkey
is.
Basters don't cost $75 to $110.
Well, when you throw them out because you're sucking up paint with them, they probably
I guess it can add up
through,
after a while.
Yeah, $110 in basters. Next, stop whittling your trees. You do not need to whittle them. You instead want to get the correct clamping system so you don't have to do any whittling. Silence.
Okay.
Doesn't that come with the $110 tree stand you just bought?
Pat, hit him with it. Hit him with it.
The monitor's going to sleep.
So people always want to whittle the trunk of the tree down to make it fit into whatever clamping system they have. You're not doing it right.
I thought you just you're talking about like the base of the tree is too big, so they just shave
start
it down.
Whittling.
Shave
they
it down.
Yes.
Isn't that going to make it tip over?
Yes. That's why they're saying invest in a clamping system.
But it's supposed to come with your $110 support system that you just bought. It said with a good clamping system, but they never said the clamping system was separate. It's Christmas time. What are they doing to these people? Making me buy two things?
Glenn, this is going to be your favorite one ever.
Uh-oh.
Anchor your Christmas tree to the floor.
Well, you guys don't bolt yours to your hardwood floor?
You definitely want to do an anchor. Yeah, you're going to put it directly into the floor. This is going to make... This is going to make sure your tree does not fall over and injure anybody. So,
what do you mean the tree fall over and injure somebody?
It's a $110 clamping system.
That you bought that you then have to bolt into your floor? You got to put bungee cables on each side, tie one to the door and then one to the other side of the front window you're there. Just in case.
You also want to add a 35-pound flat weight on each side of the tree. You want this weight to be as close to the wall as possible. Then tie the tree with a rope.
I told you, they were just... tie the thing down after you bolt it into the floor. And then you have to put topsoil down there and water that so it can take roots up into your house. That way, when your drunk cousin comes over on Christmas and he falls through it, it's going to be sturdy. It won't kill any of the new nieces and nephews.
Have you ever lifted a Christmas tree? What do they weigh, 20, 30 pounds?
Well, it depends on how big of one you're getting.
I mean, well, you'd have, well, average for average house, eight foot one?
Seven foot one, right?
Yeah.
So they already got you strapping down 75 pounds on top of the mounted to the floor.
Yeah.
How heavy is this damn tree?
We're not, that's
like Rockefeller Center tree.
And then you're going to have to put like footings around it and then just pour cement in there to get a good stable base.
You want to install cup hooks into the walls on either side of the tree and then fasten the tree to them with clear fishing line.
Nope.
You also want to insert a hook into the ceiling and anchor the tree with fishing line there. But
not at all. So you have to like string it up like a marionette puppet, but it's in your house, ruin
your entire living room.
Living room is
for
toast.
2 weeks.
No. And then it dies, and then you throw it out because it's a fire hazard.
I would keep the tree year round if I'm going through this kind of work.
Isn't it kind of funny though that the symbol of Christmas is the Christmas tree, but soon after Christmas it dies and becomes a fire hazard?
That is so
immediately.
True.
If you don't water it, it's a fire hazard during the year.
It's supposed to bring joy, but it can easily just burn down your house with your shitty Christmas lights.
It can, yes. The final piece of advice, you can hide all of the stuff on the floor with tree skirts. So
not all of the stuff.
All your floors.
The clamping system, the rope, the
tie
downs,
the fish hooks. The fish hooks and fishing
lines. The suction cup.
So they didn't say... So that whole article, they never once said to make sure that you have lots of water in it and don't use hot balls.
They've never
mentioned that.
Right.
No. Oh, my goodness. Moving along. From Toronto's Sun, a woman thought it would be funny to put a giant penis on her roof using Christmas lights. It made her neighbors very, very angry.
Who here thinks that's funny?
I think it's amazing.
It's freaking fantastic. I got an idea for next year.
She lives with her parents,
too. Look how giant this penis and these balls. Like, it's huge.
That's so good.
It's great.
And it'd be so easy to do, too.
Yes.
Oh, it's so good.
So her neighbors immediately went to the city and made her take it down. So she was disgusted. The penis involved 60 feet of light.
60 footer, all right.
Yep.
I actually saw an interview on the news with her. She actually made an interview. She's really hot, to be honest with you.
Oh, for real?
Yeah, she lives with her parents. She's in between for college or something of that nature. And she asked them about it. She's like, hey, can I just put a giant dick on top of the house? And the cops had to come over for it, too, because they had to check and see if it was directed at anybody. Like,
Oh, my God.
They were making sure it wasn't like to provoke the neighbors or anything. But
I would make multiple. Then I could point at all my neighbors. I get some red lights for some veins.
Yeah, she thought it was all in good fun. She ended up taking it down. Just because it was causing the thing. But it got all over the news, and then she got interviewed, and super, super cute.
Guess what I'm doing next year? This is brilliant.
Giant balls.
You'll have the news over at your house, too.
Yeah, huge dick on my roof.
Just make sure you wear your Products of Public School hoodie when the news comes.
Oh, then you use those icicle lights to like drip down it.
We should figure
out right down the side of your house. Yes. Oh yeah.
We should figure out how to get Products of Public School into a word shape thing in the shape of a penis.
That would be really nice too. That would
two birds with one stone.
Mm-hmm. Marketing like
some
yeah.
sort of cursive.
Because then you could just say, it's my logo.
That- yeah. Right, that's not a dick. It's just my logo.
It's an upside down bicep, bro.
Right.
Speaking
of... Squidward exists. Do you ever see that guy? It's like an upside down erection. Flip him upside down, yeah. Squidward.
I've never thought of it. I gotta look. I've never thought of that.
Big old dick right there.
It's dick and balls. Absolutely it is.
Really? Yes. I did not know that. Doubt. I'm gonna have to look now.
Yeah, you won't be able to unsee it once you see it, though. Every time I see it, I'm like, oh my God, it's a dick. Every time. Yeah, it's just upside down.
So speaking of angry neighbors with Christmas lights, this family's Christmas display was so extravagant, the city called it a hazard and shut down the display. Listen to what was on this display.
It was causing epileptic seizures and the passersby in the vehicles.
This is really nuts. Listen to this. More than 200,000 lights, a 30-foot Christmas tree, a 20-foot Ferris wheel, a 20-foot inflatable movie screen that shows Disney movies on loop, life-size gingerbread men, blowing snow, a giant nativity scene, Santa's workshop, a Christmas countdown sign, live animals, including a reindeer named Yofi, all on a lot that's under 1 acre.
That's freaking awesome.
That's a lot of stuff. I'm guessing
he has to be at least some sort of an engineer.
Have to be to do those shows. Have you seen those shows? The great light fights and all that stuff? Yes. That shit's nuts.
This dude had the movie screen. He was blowing snow. He had tons of stuff all over the place, I would think. But there seems to be some planning and process.
Oh, you have to.
An investment. That's a lot of money.
You
got to
have generators and you got all kinds
of
shit.
Because that's not something that's affordable if you outsource all that.
No.
And if you know how to do most of it or set it up or how to tackle that kind of a project, then you would take that on.
Right.
So why is this everyone raining on their parade now? Because it's causing seizures by people driving by.
It was attracting 2,000 visitors.
Oh, people. Too many people wanted to come see their awesome Christmas display.
They had it lit up Sunday through Thursday, only from 6 p.m. till 10 p.m. and 11 p.m. Ended at 11 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. It stayed up till December 28th. The neighbors said that the traffic on their street was insane. People were blocking their driveways. It was just a huge nightmare. And they also had nonstop caroling and bell jingling that was keeping them up all night.
That would be an absolute Christmas nightmare.
If I lived there, yes, I'd be so pissed.
Because you know those neighbors got over that real quick.
Yeah, day one.
Hour number seven, they were already done with that whole experience.
They were already calling the city.
Because you can only hear jingle bells so many times, right?
Or see Frozen.
Because in all actuality, there is only like 4 to 5 Christmas songs. Three of them were made in the last 25 years by Mariah Carey, and then there's a couple other ones.
By the way, if I hear that fucking Mariah Carey song again, I'm going to choke somebody.
I just heard on the radio.
They force that on people. Listen. No one really wants to hear that. They force that on people.
I just heard on the radio last night that
I feel like
that All I Want for Christmas Is You song by Mariah Carey.
Number one.
She made $60 million off of.
Just that song.
That one song.
Dude, that's more money than Thriller.
That's insane.
Well, it's because it's a seasonal song. It
and
doesn't
they
get
push
played.
It on you.
Yeah, they force it on you.
Yes.
Everybody wants to hear this. That for the last 25 years, I have to hear it 75 times a day for an entire month. I don't know. I'm just upset
by
it.
That did come out mid-90s, right?
It's number one again.
God damn it.
Isn't it always number one?
But it number one again, 25 years
later.
But
it sounds like number two.
Oh,
it does.
Yeah, it does to me, too. Mariah Carey Christmas music, but there's only like 4 other songs.
Yeah, it's not good.
The guy that sings The Grinch was Earl Ravencroft, and that's why I like that one. That dude's super deep voice.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
Earl. You're a mean one.
Yeah.
Oh, that was actually
Mr.
really good.
Mr. Grinch.
That was
very
good.
Earl Ravencroft, and he was the Tony the Tiger's guy, too.
No way.
When you told me it was Tony the Tiger guy, I didn't believe you, and then I had to Google it.
Because I had to look for a song on a Christmas song, because I was just thinking over to myself, because I also work in a bar that plays Christmas music on occasion.
Oh, it's not all day, though?
But it's all day if I'm there on certain days because somebody else is in control of it. But I had to try to figure out finding a Christmas song I like. All I Want for Christmas Is You did not cross my mind. I hate that one. I was like, Maybe the Grinch. That's about it. And I looked up that dude.
Maybe it's cold outside.
No, that's not my favorite at all.
No one
has a favorite Christmas song.
They really don't.
They're all forced on you.
Yeah.
So why are we listening to them so often? Whose idea? Who actually thinks that everyone likes that? Because somebody's pushing it.
I don't think I've ever met anyone who said, hey, let's listen to Christmas music.
I see people say they don't like babies more than... It seems to be more socially acceptable to say us. I hate babies than I hate Christmas music. Because every time I say that, everyone's like, oh, what do you mean? It's Christmas music.
Yeah.
I turn it on once a year on Christmas Eve on my way to my aunt's house.
No, I don't even want to do that.
When we're opening presents Christmas Eve, totally fine.
We used to listen to Frank Sinatra when I was a kid.
You can't go wrong with Frank.
During the holidays.
Yeah, that's totally fine.
I mean, that's fine. I don't want to listen to any of that other crap. But okay.
All right.
I digress.
So now we have some advice. This is how you're going to save money on your very last minute Christmas shopping. You only have a few more days to shop.
Is this another stupidly put together math equation?
I'm hoping so.
Where you just combine the percentage off that you get from one store to the other one, say 40 in Kohl's, and then you go to Costco and save 50, and then you save 90%.
I'm really hoping. I'm not sure what exactly is going to be in this one, but this is savvy tips.
Ooh.
So we have to decide.
Not good tips, not great tips.
Just savvy.
Real savvy.
Pat, how would you define savvy? A savvy tip. Like smart. You're like.
I mean, confident.
Ooh, wow.
And informed.
You kind of got to be sneaky a little bit. A little
not really,
sly.
Just smooth.
Sly. Yeah, smooth. Okay. All right.
Smooth is smooth and savvy. You got to be excited. You got to know what you're doing, and you're kind of looking cool doing it, I guess.
Well, Ashley Lewis from ReadersDigest.com is going to tell us her favorite tips on how she saves money on her Christmas shopping.
At least it sounds like a real person.
Yeah.
Ashley Lewis.
This person actually has an avatar, so that rarely happens. So.
It could be just...
She's proud of her work here. I can't wait.
The very first
stock
thing...
Stock photo.
Very first thing you're going to do is you're going to butter up the sales associate using your charm.
So you got to
How is that going to save you money?
The sales associate's allowed to give unwarranted discounts?
Nope. She's not even saying that. She's saying they... aren't able to give you discounts, but they might be able to tell you if there's a sale going on.
Isn't that their job to tell you
if
there's a sale?
It is, yes.
I withhold that information at retail.
Hit them with it.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
they deserve that one.
So the next thing you're going to do is you're going to know your limits. If something costs too much, you're not going to buy it.
I was going to get that $60 present, but I only had $20 on me.
So I'm not going to buy it.
So I just took it home with me and didn't pay for it.
Screw that.
I ran faster.
Next, you're going to embrace online shopping. A lot of times you can find a better deal on the internet. Yeah, that's
stupid. I'm giving it the buzzer because it's not savvy because no shit. Amazon has better prices than the store you just went to did.
Right, yeah, because Amazon's a warehouse. And the store has to pay for all the fixtures.
Don't you think her first savvy tip should have been, use the internet, don't go to retail?
Probably, but then you're killing your own economy, so...
Yeah.
Potato, potato.
Yeah, right.
All right, next you're going to make a gift list. So the worst thing you can do is go to the store and not know what you plan to buy. If you write down what you're going to buy, it's going to help you save money.
How is that going to help you save money?
Thank you, Glenn.
I totally agree. Not savvy at all. Oh, this one's really savvy. You're going to opt for a layaway plan. Now you don't have to spend money at all today.
Didn't
you
even
still
need
have
response.
To pay for it.
Yeah, eventually. It's only right. It's not saving you money. It's just putting it off until a later point.
By the way,
yeah.
The layaway plans are the biggest scam ever because a lot of the time people don't even finish paying it off.
No.
Why would you do that, though? Why would you go start paying a bunch of stuff on it and then just... You can't get your money back on it if you don't pick it up?
No. Sometimes you can get back
within
a
like
percentage.
3 months. Yeah.
Yeah.
Why would you do that? It's just like financing it without financing it?
Basically.
Okay.
Yeah.
It's like you go finance your TV.
Right.
But
they keep it until you pay it off.
But they keep the TV until you pay for it.
Oh, yeah. That's just for layaway.
But not only that, a lot of times if you think you want something really bad today, so you lay it away, you might realize in 3 months that like it's out of season, you found it cheaper,
and then you're out of that money.
It.
That sounds like
I recommend putting computers on layaway.
Right.
New cell phones.
Exactly. Right. Brand new phone.
Next, you
outdated
can...
Outdated by the time you pay it off.
Exactly. Think before you buy. Ask yourself, is this what I should buy?
How is that saving you money? Well, if you don't buy it, I guess you do save some money.
That doesn't even help. Nope. Okay, so we've saved you no money so far.
This is savvy tips, though. Oh. So not Ashley only something? Have we saved you nothing.
This is to make you more savvy.
Yes. Ashley Miller, you're on top of it.
The savviest of all.
Let your kids use their own money. So say no.
You buy
I'm not
it.
Paying for your gifts. I'm not obligated to bail you out.
But you're not saving money because your money is their money.
It absolutely is, yeah.
So my kids get all their money from allowance.
Oh, your 12-year-old doesn't work?
he does chores for his allowance. Exactly. He does chores for his allowance, but yeah.
Yeah, right.
Don't rely on Black Friday.
Black Friday every day. On the internet.
It honestly is. Yeah.
And also, too, Black Friday is not Friday anymore. It's fucking not. Thursday.
It's Thursday night.
No, and also, it's the entire month.
When we started televising the parade-style beatdowns people receive, is when it stopped being fun. That was your question earlier. Like,
that's when I stopped going.
When they started televising the parading of people and the violence at Black Friday.
Amen.
Why? I don't like going to the store already.
I could no longer elbow old ladies and kick children.
And treat it like a mosh pit.
Over an Elmo doll.
Oh, an Elmo doll or a TV or...
And you're just going to lay it away anyway. You're not even taking it home that
day. In the last few years, all you hear is all the shopping on Black Friday from either Target or whatever store that it pops up on. All of a sudden, all of your credit card numbers are all now are exposed and hijacked
because
somebody hacked into their server during the Black Friday weekend. And then they have to pay you out these giant class action lawsuits that no one ever seems to get any money from anyways.
Next, you can cook stuff. Just make a pie.
Enjoy your jam, guys.
How is that saving you money?
Your wife's Enjoy jam, your jam is amazing.
She Merry preserved Christmas. Some jams for us, yo.
And there's only a couple of things left. You can shop in Zen mode. What you're going to do is put earbuds in to mellow yourself out. You're going to relax before you go. You're going to get feel-good juices. And don't let your adrenaline spike when you see a sale sign.
Would you drink Breathe something deep. Called feel-good juices?
No.
I've had that a few times.
Feel-good juices?
Doesn't taste too good.
I'm not sure. Salty.
It was on accident. Really yeah, salty. It was on accident.
Smelled slightly funny.
He said he'd warn you. He didn't.
Right. It's a little, I don't know. The drink, it tastes kind of salty, smells a little musty.
Yes.
I don't know. Feel-good juices.
Then you're going to make a Christmas savings account. If you start putting money away in January, you'll have enough money that you won't need
How
to come
important
out of pocket.
Is buying gifts at this point?
Yeah.
Then if what are you actually, doing all year long? It's not right. to go visit your family and have a good time and talk to your people that you don't get to see that often and enjoy your family. Or is it all about buying presents to the point to where you have to start a savings account? I mean, it's a smart idea.
You should
it's
have not, a savings account, a period. Idea,
but not for Christmas
no,
presents.
No, but just, you should start a savings account. And then when Christmas comes, you have money in the bank.
Right. You have a separate one just for Christmas presents. It sounds like you might be a little bit materialistic.
Absolutely. But it gets even batshit crazier. Do a Black Friday dry run. You're going to bring yourself to the mall before Black Friday.
I saw it in your eyes, Glenn.
I was already rolling. Yeah, they were already rolling before she got halfway through that sentence.
And finally, thrift store. Shop at a thrift store.
I'd be hit them with it. Here Somebody buys me some dirty old sweater. I hate you so much.
Used pants.
Yeah.
Nope. Yep.
I don't even know what to say. That's really weird.
That's raunchy, dude. By the way, there's no tags. It smells like fish. I got, but it's really nice.
It always smells like cat piss.
I didn't wrap it because it's too big, but I got you a mattress. I just somebody was throwing it out on the way over here. Perfectly good mattress. And these underwear, slightly used.
Oh, my God.
Gently used. I'm sorry. They say gently used, right?
All right. Next, we have some Christmas crime. So first up.
My favorite thing is Christmas crime.
I love Christmas crime.
A lot of those Ring doorbells have been catching people stealing packages over the years. That's Christmas crime.
Is that why you got one?
No, I just have one because I don't want to walk all the way downstairs to find out who's here.
Yes, yes.
It's someone I don't want to talk to.
Do you like it?
It's Jehovah awesome. Witnesses, like, all right, have a good one.
Right, because it says no soliciting on the door. People ignore it anyways.
Yes.
If it's not somebody I know or if I'm not expecting a package or something, I don't want to have to walk down two flights of stairs just to check and see.
To say no thanks.
Right, because I have that big fucking hallway in my thing. So that's mainly the reason why I got it. I'm not... afraid of anyone stealing my package. I just want to see them do it, I guess. Because what are they going to really do? See their face. Oh, that's that guy. You don't know who that is.
Yeah, ski mask. It defeats the whole purpose of the ring.
Grabbed the package and ran. So now I can just watch him doing it.
Although I seen a guy steal a package the other day. It was one of those, the guys that do the flyers. I watched him open up a fucking box. It was one of those Echoes. Like the Alexas or whatever they are. Yeah. And he threw the box. He left the box on my fucking porch. And
wait,
I tried
to
see.
Package?
No, it wasn't my package. He opened it up, and I watched him open it up. So I'm at my side door smoking a cigarette, and I seen him opening up a package, put it in his bag. He left the box on mine.
Oh my!
And when I went to go pick up the kids, I could see the wrapping going all the way down the street. The shit around
it. Didn't say anything?
No, I didn't have the box. I didn't know.
Man, that sucks though.
I'm not
Christmas crime, bro. It's Christmas
crime.
All
right.
I don't want some crackhead shanking me over a fucking $100 Echo.
That's not even yours.
Yeah.
So, or you could have shanked him and gifted the Echo. That would be saving you money on Christmas. Savvy way to save money on Christmas shopping.
20 years in prison, but I saved $150.
All right, so first
they're not even that expensive.
So first
they've been like $25 for.
Are they really? I'm terrified of them. That's the scariest thing in the world to me.
What do you think all these cell phones are doing
right
now?
It's terrifying too.
We're literally recording this and putting it on the internet. So what are you afraid of?
Everything.
Okay,
bastards.
So a man stole a Christmas gift that he gave to neighbors. So, Minnesota man broke into a neighbor's home to take back a set of knives he gave them as a Christmas present because he believed the recipients did not appreciate the gift enough.
So he broke into their house to get them back?
Yeah, he gifted them to the neighbors, and the neighbors were like, oh, thanks, Bob. And then that was it.
You
and
weren't excited like, enough over my present. I had to get it back and give it to somebody who would appreciate it more.
That's exactly
what
he did.
But if it's a cheap cutlery, I'd be kind of pissed. I'd be like,
I don't
have
to care
it.
If I break into your house to do it.
Well, no one said it was cheap cutlery.
Well, no, I'm saying if it's cheap cutlery, it'd be like, yeah, okay, sounds cool, like thanks. But if it's really good cutlery, I'd be excited about it. I'd
the
be like,
gift
sweet,
giver
dude,
sounds like he's an asshole.
Yeah. Oh, he's a dick.
Or the neighbor is just not into this guy, and then this was another gift, and they're like, oh, Bob.
But
oh,
he broke
thanks.
Into their home?
Yeah, broke into the home.
But that could be worded like broke into their home. He could have just walked in the back and used the sliding door. That's technically breaking
that
into your
true.
Home.
Yes.
It always sounds more entertaining than it really is. Like
you always picture him punching a window and
diving through it and just like snake crawling all the way through the entire house. No, he just opened the sliding door in the backyard.
I have more info on this. Ooh. So during the police questioning, he told the police the reason he was so upset is because the woman he gave the knives to wasn't using the knives in the way he had told her to use them, so he decided to take them back.
That's a bread knife. That's not a paring knife. What are you doing?
Now, these knives here, they're just for murdering people. I see you on a pizza or cutting a sandwich, I'm gonna come back and get them. You best believe me, Sharon.
Exactly.
You ain't cutting no fish with that knife, woman.
Right, and he just breaks right into their house. He just snuck in while they were either taking a shit or they just went to work and he went and grabbed his
exactly.
knives back. That's all it is. He wasn't. Yeah. He's not that hardened of a criminal, but he is a weird guy and he's breaking
it's
into your house
pretty
still.
Pretty strange. Then we have a woman named Merry Christmas was arrested on Christmas Eve. Apparently,
last year?
She was in a verbal argument with another female.
I figured meth would be involved somewhere with that.
And the parents on meth too for naming her Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas. That's painful.
Merry Christmas. That's not even funny.
No. She's not a merry person whatsoever.
And it's and it was spelled M-E-R-R-Y, not M-A-R-Y.
M-E-R-R-Y.
So that girl got teased her entire life. So she's
horrible.
Been fighting her whole life.
Do you think she hates Christmas?
Absolutely.
I would think
what
so.
Would you like
how
about
awful
it?
Is that when someone's like, Merry Christmas? And she's like, what? That's terrible.
You beat me to it. I was going to
bell her. Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas. You have to say it twice to her. It sound even more awkward, right?
Yeah.
Merry Christmas, Merry Christmas.
It's happy holidays, asshole.
Yeah. Right.
What if she was Jewish? Her name was Merry Christmas. That would be funny.
Yeah.
She converted?
Or she was Islamic.
And there really isn't a short variation of the name Mary. Mare?
Yeah, what's Mary short for? Meredith? No.
No, Mary is just Mary. That's the... But you can't, like, shorten that. Like, Patrick, you can call Pat.
Mar.
Mar, yeah. That
I was thinking Mar, too, but that's not even a name.
No.
Yeah, I'd just change my name and I would like Halloween.
So then we have police called to home to break up a family fight over decorating a Christmas tree.
I told you.
So I'm guessing
the green lights go on the top.
I'm guessing it's maybe in an apartment where they can hear you arguing. Because if that's a house and the neighbors called the cops on you because they could hear you arguing on Christmas about decorating trees, wouldn't you just let it go if you could hear it? Because if you could hear it and you had to call the cops, you would probably kind of have a good idea what it's about.
Yeah, oh, definitely.
And you would know it's about decorating stuff.
Yeah, the dispute was between three women ages 76, 61, and 24.
Ooh, it was a brawl.
The 24-year-old was triggered because the Christmas tree was being decorated by the other two when she was at work.
Real quick off the top, though, 76, 61, and 24. Would you do a three-way with that?
I'd have to try. I'm not going to lie.
Right? Would you? I was just thinking about that. Bro, before we got into it, 70, 76, 61.
Because the 24 is nice. Right. But the 61's a 76.
You'd have to try. You'd have to try. Would you? That would be almost one of the ultimates. Like, that's about to die, about to retire, and about to get out of college.
You got almost like.
I say you just drop trowel and see if you can hold it up.
Span.
Yeah.
You drop trowel, see if you can hold it up. If you can, go for it.
I mean. If there's okay, continue on. I was just curious if there's three of them and they're arguing. Let's settle it this way, ladies.
Yeah. So a male relative who was 41 arrived at the residence and tried to calm down the three females who were fighting, and pushing ensued. And then the police came.
See, it's kind of a dick move by the old people, but they're like retired. What are they going to do all day? So they like started putting ornaments up, and the chick comes home from work and is like, "Hey, what the fuck? I wanted to decorate the tree."
I would not be in any way mad if my family decorated a tree while I was at work. I'd be so happy.
Oh, exactly. Exactly.
Like, I'm pretty sure alcohol was involved in this.
Absolutely.
Because nobody argues about, everyone just waits until it's done. They can't wait until decorating the tree is done. You're not going to argue about doing it.
I haven't decorated a tree since I had kids.
We actually have the fake tree. So last year I had the husband pick the whole thing up and put it into the box with the decorations on it. We just pulled off a few that were really fragile. So this year, picked it right up out of the box, set it up, made the leaves look pretty, the branches I mean. Plugged it in.
And it's done. So much better,
done.
Though, right?
Freaking nice. Done.
Because we were previously discussing, we all had live trees growing up and real ones. Oh, the fake ones are far superior, and they always look good. They look good. You just unfold it like you were saying, and it's done.
It was seriously, it's with not a mess. It already being decorated.
It won't burn your house down.
5 minutes. It was amazing. Love it.
So these people obviously didn't have one of those just pull it out the box. It's like those pop-up campers. It's like a pop-up Christmas tree now. You're just like, boom, done.
Oh, they would have been the people who like anchor it and strap it.
This sounds like they were anchoring their tree and having a discussion about it.
It really does. A man, 24 years old, from North Carolina, was arrested for DUI while wearing an ugly sweater. So in his mugshot, it may be the best mugshot ever, he is actually wearing a Christmas sweater with two kitty cats inside of two stockings and just looking like a total douchebag.
That's when you almost expect to see an eggnog mustache on the mugshot as well.
Yes. By the way, what the hell is an eggnog?
Pancake batter and rum.
Are you serious?
Is that what it is?
No, yeah. It's like eggs, cream. It's basically, it's batter.
Nutmeg. Nutmeg, cinnamon. And,
then you have like vanilla vodka.
It's disgusting, but then 20 minutes later, you're hammered.
It's rum and usually a little bit of vanilla
it's,
vodka.
Yeah, it's typically. Oh, is there vodka in it too?
A little bit.
I know it's dark rum, right?
Yeah, it's spice rum.
I mean, it's good if it's alcoholic. If it's not, pass.
Oh, no, you're drinking pancake batter, basically.
Yeah.
It's good if you know someone that knows how to make it.
All right.
My neighbor Dave makes great eggnog. Makes it every year. Puts like 2/5 in that thing.
Yeah, my
aunt. You got to call me when he makes it.
My aunts do like the Bailey's variation of it, and that's what they give out for Christmas gifts. Now, that is a gift that I love getting because it is freaking phenomenal.
I'm going to give a bell just to your aunt for that one.
Oh, that's really good. That's really good. Can you write that down?
It's Karma's aunt.
All right, and our last piece of content. Can I
write that down? Get the fuck out of here.
That's all a great gift, though. If you really think about it, if you're like, it's seasonal, and you got to drink it, and who doesn't?
Yeah, my
everyone likes Bailey's and Kahlua.
My
aunt always
made her own Kahlua every year.
I know people that go to their family Christmas parties and bring either fifths or a couple cases of stuff because they do the white elephant thing, and then they end up with a fifth of Jack Daniels or a fifth of vodka, and they're like, sweet, cool,
absolutely.
I win.
Yeah. Then our final piece of content, because we have a surprise at the end of the show. Our final piece is man choked wife with roll of wrapping paper in a Christmas Day attack. Yes, you heard that correctly.
Well, maybe
you could do it.
What, with the Christmas wrapping paper?
With well,
I'm
roll.
Thinking with the tube.
The whole
yeah,
roll.
With the tube. Yeah.
Yeah, you can get that around a neck. Yeah, you
it's
can take a couple
that
people
big.
Out.
It would eventually break, I would think, but you could do some good damage with it.
Oh,
I'm
you
sure.
could put in work. I'm oh, sure. trust me. I could choke a few people out.
As a kid who hasn't used that as a sword.
Weapon.
Then
yes.
it turned it. No. It went from a sword.
And then you would break it, and then it would be a
be
rope
nunchucks.
Kinda. Yeah, nunchucks. Exactly. Yes. It's exactly what it turned into nunchucks. So you could totally. Totally, in that nunchuck section of it, you could choke the shit out of somebody like that.
Yeah, for sure.
Apparently, he didn't get his PlayStation 4.
You've got to feel like such a jerk, though, to on Christmas, you beat her up, make her black out with Christmas
wrapping paper. I'm pretty sure
paper?
If you're that big of a jerk to choke out
the day
your
of the year did not matter.
Yeah, Christmas is not.
The day was irrelevant.
It does not matter.
That is so true. So, Glenn, who won the podcast?
Tell everybody, it was super close, but I took it.
Oh, that last one, too, wasn't it?
It was that last bout, because so Pat had three, Karma had three, I got four on that last bell.
Glenn, right. Next so week close. Is our New Year's extravaganza, so you have to tally up the entire year's
Well, I thought we were going to go for 52, 52nd episode, so that's a full year.
Oh, is that how we're doing it? We're not going to do it like calendar year?
It doesn't matter. How do you guys want to do
well,
it?
Well, I was going to probably finish it off on
episode
52.
We should stop having business meetings
okay.
yeah, during right. the show.
Inside baseball, guys.
Yeah.
Inside baseball.
So, what did you guys learn today?
I learned the chick on the screen has got a fat ass.
Okay, stop looking at me.
Yeah, right? I learned RD.com told us nothing new once again.
I learned that you could take a whole turkey through TSA, but you're not allowed to bring the gravy.
It has to be cooked, too. It has to be cooked.
I learned you got to anchor your Christmas tree.
Multiple
to
ways. North, south,
at
east,
at least
west.
Four or yes. five directions, yes.
70-pound minimum.
At least. At least. Well, what do we got? A little surprise, right?
Yeah, we're going to be doing Christmas presents.
Ah, cool. But before we get our Christmas presents going, we're going to have one more quick word from our sponsor.
A legitimate sponsor?
Yeah. Hi, I'm Bob.
And I'm Bill.
And we're Bob and Bill from
Bob and Bill's Bag of Balls
Golf Emporium.
Everybody gets a little tired when you spend all day stroking it out hard on the back nine.
Sometimes your bag needs balls.
Here at Bob and Bill's Bag of Balls, we strive to provide you with everything that you need.
We have bags.
We have balls.
We have ball bags.
Let us fill your bag with our balls.
We invite you to Bob and Bill's Bag of Balls at the corner of 75 and Eureka.
For Bob and Bill's Bag of Balls Big Blowout Special.
Again, that's at the corner of 75 and Eureka.
Bob and Bill's Bag of Balls has got your back. So we've got presents?
Well, yes, we do. We got to do Christmas presents.
And if you're still looking for that last-minute Christmas gift,
Bob and Bill's Bag of Balls
yes!
Golf Emporium has got you, too. Yes,
yes, absolutely.
75
Glenn.
In Eureka. They're really nice. Go on there and talk to them. Tell them you're friends of the show. They'll hook you up.
Yes.
So, all right, should we do presents now?
I think we should.
All righty.
Oh, no. There's my other present.
Oh, Pat is throwing stuff all
oh,
over.
All right. Oh.
So Glenn has three presents, so he has
he's got
to.
Three?
Yeah, because it's kind of like
a. I got
more
than you, Nana.
Oh. I got one right here. I feel bad. I forgot today was our Christmas episode.
I just remembered the other day because I didn't realize that the way the year falls.
Right. Five
yeah,
more days.
Yep.
It's so close. Still not done Christmas shopping, goddammit.
So, Glenn, you have our very first print ad.
Ooh.
Oh, I have an ad.
What does it say?
We might have to get the music ready. Do we have some music toned I can get behind?
Let me see here. We can find some. I got to find out which file
just
I put
just a little
in.
PSA, yeah.
Maybe.
Karma made us a beautiful poster with an ad.
There we go.
The Moth. Sharp pads for the manly men. Every moth comes discreetly sealed in its own cocoon. Finally, you can enjoy Taco Tuesday again with the built-in air freshener. It's dishwasher safe, BPA free, sewn with fair trade thread from Nantucket. Hipster approved organic felt.
There we go. I got most of that one. The very beginning I got screwed up.
I'll do a read on it later.
All right. That's great.
All right. You got to open the second one now.
That's so cool. I got a good frame I could put that in too. So, or you could get one now too. You gotta stick that up over here.
Yeah, it's going in the studio.
Oh, number two. Where do you want me to put this, man?
Well, just set it up there for a minute. Yeah, because it's gonna go in the studio. We gotta hang that up in here. Sharp pad, man.
Sharp pads. In case you don't know, now you know.
Is this a prototype?
And if you don't know about the sharp pads, you just can go back and listen to
it's a prototype.
Our other episode.
We have a prototype sharp pad. It's the butterfly, right?
No, it's the moth.
Oh, ours
it's
is the moth.
For men.
Yeah, this is for men.
It's already brown, too, so you don't have to be embarrassed.
I can shirt all over this
That's
thing.
That's awesome. As much as you want, those couple times a year, Glenn.
Yeah, it's just got go you covered. For it.
You have to wear it every day. But
yes. Commit to the shirt.
But it is dishwasher.
Oh, safe. I can't say this on the air though. Glenn, but I did get a really cool cozy. Yeah.
Yes,
I got a very cool cozy.
That's awesome too.
Nice logo cozy. It'll keep your drink nice and cool.
There you go. Look at that.
Woohoo!
Cheers. Thank you. And what did you get today, Patrick?
Let's find out. I got a bag with a box inside of it.
Bag of balls.
Yeah, bag of balls. This is from Bob and Bill, right?
Yes. It's a gift card to Bob and Bill's Bags of Balls.
So, it's got some weight to it. It's got definitely got some weight to it. Let's open it up here. Because this is what Christmas is all about, guys. Presents.
It is. Presents.
Yeah, just presents.
Commercialism.
Start your own savings account now, and then you can save up and buy all of your love from all of your loved ones.
Just lay it all away. If you lay it away in January, you can have it paid off by December. Pat's opening. He decided to start with the bottom of the parcel instead of the top, which is really interesting.
All right. Oh, give me a
knife.
All right.
Be careful, though, Pat. Yeah, be really careful. Everything I ever give is always fragile.
Fragile. Yes. Must be Italian.
All right. I'm at the bottom again, I think.
Oh, the anticipation. Pat's trying his hardest.
Strong-arming really it now. You ever do that? Where you're like, well, yeah. I got to commit now. Because I started trying to open it from the wrong side, and then I just started having to rip through the box. Sorry, it's taking so long. Oh, just packing.
Oh, my God. Now he's actually ripping
I handed
up
him a knife,
the box.
By the way.
Yes.
Oh, look at that. There we go. We got some e-juice, which just sounds way more...
That's illegal in some states, by the way.
It is.
Oh, look at that. I got a bunch more. What's up? Space rocks. Sounds like crack cocaine in space.
You'll have
Holy
fun.
Holy shit. I got more. Cookie twist. What's up? All right. She's helping my habit.
I sure am.
We don't want you to quit, Pat.
Small in there. Yeah.
We do not
Those
want you to quit.
Those are from Mexico. They're
Mexican
mustard.
Heinz mustard yes. packets. What's up? I love mustard.
There should be three of them in there, I think.
Oh, my gosh.
Two or three.
Yeah. Thank you so much.
You are so welcome.
That's awesome. Now I have all these fucking packing peanuts to pick up on my ground in here.
That's
so
great.
I guess you, though. Mustard in Mexican is mostaza?
Mostaza.
Mostaza.
Are you going to use the mustards mostaza. Or keep the mustards?
Mostaza? I'm going to keep the mustards.
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely. I love mustaza. Yeah, I don't know really if cool. I ever run out of mustard. I might
you
have
might.
To break them out there.
Yeah.
Well, now we'll have to figure out what I get you guys at some point Ooh. Later on in the
I
year.
I honestly didn't even think about presents, but I should have because today's December 19th.
Yeah, I thought we
it
had another
It was on my
week,
bad.
Kind of,
yeah, it was on my...
Much
on me.
To my chagrin, I still have to get all my Christmas shopping done anyways, man.
But now I have to be creative because I literally have a prototype of a butt pad.
And then did I give you Robin's present? I got a present for Robin too. Okay, cool.
Well, that is all the time that we have for this week. If you're bored enough, you can always follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Filth from the 80s. Fort Karma,
Woo!
Glenn, and myself, we apologize
Merry
for
Christmas!
Everything. Merry Christmas and
Merry Christmas!
Oh. We'll see you next week.
Later!
Peace!